This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Bandersnatch.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Pesvatus dissimulatus.
Big boy.
Big boy chase. Yeah, so this is this is a Sasquatch vampire.
Yep. So, like, if, you know, we might have gotten bored with Sasquatches in the old Monster Manual, and this knows the recipe towards doing that. Because in Shadowrun, there is the human metahuman vampiric virus, which is how vampires exist, which is really cool. Like, it takes that those legends, you know, when people think say that, like, historical vampires are maybe just iron deficient.
Yeah, you know, yeah, or like whatever, that. Porphyric, hemophilia, stuff like that.
Yes. And codifies it. Like, you actually do get a virus that makes you want to drink blood, but it also gives these cool magical powers.
Yeah.
Because Shadowrun's cool that way.
But this thing doesn't thirst for blood. It just gives it predator powers.
Yeah. Yeah. It only gives the virus takes place in different ways.
Right.
So I'm sure this thing wouldn't, you know, if you gave it like some blood, I don't think it's going to say no.
No. I mean, it's not going to be a rude guest.
Yeah, it's not crazy. You know, if you invite this vampire into your house and give it a stein of blood, I think that it would drink it with aplomb.
Yes. So yeah, these things can basically go cyborg ninja at will. They bend light around them. They even bend certain like infrared and ultraviolet light around them. So they, you know, like, it literally is Predator. And what's funny is in the Shadow Talk, they even say, like, oh, if you're into old movies, you know, just imagine Predator. And I had to double check when this was put out, because they say, oh, yeah, it's an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. But it is a movie from before he went into politics.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been like a running joke or a meme about Schwarzenegger going in. Like, this was well before he actually ran for governor.
Yeah, yeah. This predicts the future. Eventually, we're going to get to the whole thing about how the agri-builders did 9/11. It's going to be very, very prophetic and weird. Yeah, a little bit later in the book.
Yeah.
It's pretty strange, and I love, you know, there's a little bit of roll-eyes to that, because it's like that Star Trek Next Generation. Like, this reminds me of your Earth holidays from the 20th century. You know how things will just kind of disproport. It'd be like if you and I just spent all day talking about Gargantua and Pantagruel. You know, it's pretty strange. But the guy who does it, his handle is Blade Runner, which I like, because it makes it seem like he's into old movies in general.
He is a buff.
Yeah. This is where that anti-Greenpeace thing gets pretty intense.
Yeah. And this pops up over and over again, the way that they kind of like signal that, because they basically have to say, oh, these people are just going to go on and on and on. The way they fit all this into there is like they have just like parentheticals saying like, oh, a half megabyte of text was deleted by the sysop. Like this,
yeah,
like
the,
this
the mod is going and editing this stuff down.
Right.
And the frustrating thing is that, and maybe this is just me being a lefty pinko, but like the Greenpeace people are not wrong in a lot of these situations.
Right.
Like they don't, she's just basically making long-winded arguments. Yes. About how these things are possibly sentient.
Right.
The idea, because Sasquatches are known to be sentient and this are suspected to be sentient. And the guide says that turning into this vampire virus makes these things too crazy to be sentient.
Right.
Drives them mad.
So Sasquatches, they have the capacity for language, which makes it, you know, morally questionable whether you want to go killing them. These guys have no capacity for language, even though they have the capacity for mimicry. And that is that is a bone of contention on the boards.
And people show up, like there's this Deborah Bailey, who is the Greenpeace person, and then this person named Leith, who is just, you know, really, really pulling a Twitter in 2017, you know, 2018 on her, you know, just like, oh, if it can be trained to take out the garbage without eating it, does that make it sentient? You know, like just like really doing the I'm just asking questions here nonsense. But I like the guy who pops in, who's just like, you know, this has a point, like this thing uses weapons and sets traps. Like, right. I do that. I'm sentient. Like, this thing, I mean, it does a lot of things that it could be,
right?
Could be sentient, including using this like mimicry thing, which doesn't get a lot of space here, a lot of text. But like that combination is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like being invisible and then also being able to sound like, you know, Sarah.
Yep.
So.
Oh, Sarah.
You know Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Sarah, who's always going out into the woods. and hanging out under traps where you can't quite see her. Calling your name. Oh, God, I brought blood.
Classic Sarah.
Come get blood.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.